button. Okay, okay. So what's the question?
I have one question. I'm not that focused. It's I want to be more focused, but I don't know how. Like, can you help me? Like, what should I do to be more focused?
Focused
on Krishna consciousness, because I would be very enthusiastic to do everything, puja, seva, DT dressing, but I'm not that focused. So what should I do if I'm not that focused?
How much do you read Krishna conscious books?
Well, I read half an hour per day, and I am right now reading Tanita Ashok Nektarya, Nectar of Devotion. And I have also started reading the Srimad Bhagavatam.
And Krishna book, do you read?
I didn't read it yet. Right now, I just read the Mahabharata. I'm starting to read the 10 parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Nectar of Devotion.
Mm-hmm. And japa?
I chant 8 rounds per day.
Well, that's good. That's good, sadhana. What attracts you the most in terms of reading? What do you like to hear about most?
I like to hear when Krishna helps his devotees, and I also like to hear when about Krishna's leelas with the gopis.
Mm-hmm.
I really like when there are... I also like when Krishna defeats the demons.
Do you find enough of that in Nectar of Devotion?
Well, yes, there is lots of philosophy.
Yeah.
And there are lots of teachings, and I like that also.
Uh-huh. I'm just asking because it's important to be focused, means that your mind is sort of full of Krishna conscious topics. And the Krishna conscious topics that will stick best in your mind are the ones that you're naturally attracted to. So the ones I would suggest that, yeah, that half hour reading is good, and that you read what the things that interest you most. I suppose Mahabharata was interesting.
Yes, I really loved it.
Mahabharata, Ramayana, you didn't read Ramayana.
Well, I was starting to read Ramayana. I was planning to read the Ramayana after the Srimad Bhagavatam.
But Bhagavatam is really good, and it's full of pastimes. You know, there's a book by one of my god brothers, which is it's called by Purna Pragya, and it's called the summarized Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, more or less, it's just it's the Srimad Bhagavatam without the purports, or just the really essential philosophical points. And so it becomes, and then it's only in one book, I think, it's only in one volume. And then that means it's full of all the pastimes, it's full of the Leela, and also the essential philosophy. You could try that, because there's a lot of Krishna's pastimes in there. You're talking about focus, meaning when you're doing these things, you can't pay attention to what you're reading or chanting. Is that what you mean by focus?
Yes, and yes, that's basically what I mean. Like, not really I'm trying to chant, but sometimes my mind gets carried off to other things.
Well, that's not unusual, because that's part of the process. The part of sadhana means that we're trying to control the mind, and Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna asks, well, how can I control the mind, how can I be more focused? He doesn't give any magical formula. He just says, abhyasena tukuntena vairagyena grihyate. So he just says these two things. He says you should keep on practicing and be detached. Well, that's interesting that he's saying be detached. Be detached from what? What does detachment mean? Well, one type of detachment is that you have to stay away from things that distract the mind. So, just like the kids in school, things that they're into, those things are like a distraction, right?
Yes. They say a lot of bad words, and they sometimes are like, I can't really fit in because they eat meat and I don't eat meat, and they're like, always ask, why don't you eat meat? Why don't you say bad words? And, yeah, it sometimes distracts me.
Yeah. So, Krishna says, vairagya, be detached, stay away from those kind of things. Stay away from other type of things that may not be so bad, but also they're not good. Many things that you come across in the outside world, and you have to keep practicing. Now, of course, one thing is that the effect of Krishna consciousness is to purify the mind and the heart, and as the heart becomes purified, then the mind becomes more peaceful, and then it becomes naturally easier to focus. But in order to outweigh the rowdiness of the mind, then the other aspect is to increase the chanting and hearing. You know, it's like a scale, and you've got something here and you want to weigh it, then the more you put on this side, then it'll come up here. So the more spiritual things you put on this side, then the more that this side will become then balanced. So we're trying to do these two things. On one side, we're trying to keep the mind under control, while the second thing is taking place, while it's becoming the heart is becoming purified, because the mind is just like a mirror. So, and the heart is here, so whatever's in the heart gets reflected in the mirror. So if you don't want to see what's in the mirror, then you got to cover it. But ultimately, as long as I'm still sitting here, as soon as you remove the covering, then I become visible again. So the only thing to do, therefore, is really to purify the heart. That's why the more spiritual activities that we do, and you have to be patient, because it takes time. So Krishna says, abhyasena tukuntena vairagyena grihyate. He says, just continue practicing. It's not giving Arjuna any kind of magical formula. He just says what you're doing is the right thing, and you have to keep at it. Did you ask yourself why you can't focus?
Yes.
What What's the answer?
You have to chant more rounds, fill your heart with Krishna conscious things, and read more and be focused on Krishna.
You're right. What you're doing now is repeating what I said. But I said, why in the first place is your mind not under control?
In the first place, the mind is not under control because it's not Krishna conscious things. It's filled with not Krishna conscious things.
What?
Which will get the person carried off with the fruits of activities. And then the mind will uncontrollable, like the wind.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is because it's coming from a previous life. The impression, what you're experiencing now is because, tell everyone, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
So you're 12 years old and you haven't really been in that bad environment that your mind necessarily should be disturbed and that you can't focus, but it is. And that's coming over from your previous, not only life, but lives. And so that's something that you just have to be patient with. I'm saying that because you think, well, what did I do? Why is my mind like that? Why should it be like that? It's like that because we are what we are, not just in this life, but actually in previous lives. And that's why children have certain natures, certain habits, certain inclinations. And you're still here in the material world, so there's something in the past that you didn't do right. And that's something that you have to also keep in mind. That I've done so many things in the past, and now I have to be patient because it's a process, and it's not one lifetime, it's not five lifetimes. It could be koti janma. It could be millions of lifetimes. You accumulated the results of so many activities. So just think that in that case, then it's not unreasonable that you need to invest. It may take a good 25, 30 years, 40 years for Krishna consciousness to really work. Because there's a lot there. And part of life is that we have to take responsibility for what we've done in the past. And I think, well, why can't I just? Why isn't it easier or faster or smoother? We should have thought about that before we made our decision to come into the material world. And we were warned that this would happen. So everything that we do, then now there's going to be a reaction. And while Krishna's willing to really free us from a lot of our past deeds, but at the same time he wants us to be responsible. And not just expect him to do all the work. So he's at the same time he wants us to actually do a token work, and it's token. What we're doing is a token of all the things that we've done in the past. So if it takes one lifetime to become free from millions of lifetimes of Then that's fair, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I should have put this on as a crown instead of this.